Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
皆さんこんにちは。アメリカ英会話のコーナーへようこそ。I'm Kay.
And I'm Joe. We hope that your English is improving.
Yes. 今日はヒロ君がアメリカ人のメリーナちゃんのお家にお呼ばれするというお話です。Joe, do Americans often invite guests to their houses? アメリカ人はよくお客さんをお家に呼びますか?
The answer is yes,、mm-hmm. a lot.
Yes.、
Even business discussions,、
oh, really? uh-huh.
you go to a house because it's quieter.
Oh, yeah?、
And it's more relaxed.
Oh, really?
And if you go to the person's house, you can talk more about the family.
Oh, 確かに。
If you're in a restaurant, you talk only work, that's not fun.
Okay.
Really, Americans, even in business situations, they want to talk about their families too.
そういう時は何か手土産を持っていくべきなんでしょうか? Should we bring a present?
Actually, you do not need to.、
Okay.
No. You do not need to. They're、hmm. not expecting. Just bring your family photos or whatever.
What? Family、
right?
photos?
That's enough. Really. You do、oh. not need to bring a present. But、
yes.
if you really, really want to, you're Japanese,、you want to bring a present, then you can bring some small present. And the best place to find a present is at the airport, the international airport、mm. like Narita
確かに
or Osaka. Because that's where、foreigners, they see lots of things they like.
Yes.
Usually foreigners like those things that are in the stores、mm-hmm. in the international airports.
Okay. そういう時は、お家に呼ばれた時は、このお客さんとしてはどういう振る舞いをするべきなのかちょっと聞いてみたいんですけど。So what will happen and what should the guests do if they are invited to someone's house?
Okay, first of all,people should be on time.
Ah, 確かに。
You cannot be 15 minutes late, no.
Even though they are Americans.
That's right,、okay. that's right. You should be maybe 5 minutes late, okay.
okay.
5 minutes late, okay, but not 15 minutes late.、
Mm.
And not early either, not 15 minutes early. 5 minutes early, okay. But to try to be on time,、
okay.
right? And when you go into the house...Often the family will give you a tour of the house.、
Oh,
they'll show you around because they think that you are curious about the house. And so they want you to satisfy、
oh,
your curiosity.
好奇心
That's right.
を満たしてあげるためという。
That's right. And、you can dress very casually, of course. 、even if it's business, probably casual is、
okay.
good. But if you happen to be a woman, a Japanese
yes,
woman,
yes.
and you happen to have a kimono, I think that people in other countries would really like、to see you.
Happen to have、
right.
a kimono, okay. 、
but if you don't, it's okay. Just casual dress is fine.
Okay,、
right.
you don't have to wear a suit or something.
That's right.
Okay.
So, again, in the beginning, you will、maybe get a tour of the house, or you'll just sit in the living room and chat a little bit, and then you'll go into the dining room, and you'll have dinner.
Okay.
And basically, there are two types of dinners you can have.One is you sit down、mm-hmm. and you pass around the plates.
こう座ってこう端からお皿回してってねっていうタイプか。
Yeah, so you can、say, please pass the potatoes or please pass the meat.、
Mm-hmm.
And the second type of dinner is kind of buffet dinner.
Buffet style なんです。発音注意です。Buffet です。
Right. So on a different table, there'll be some food, especially if they are doing kind of like a barbecue outside.
And
then they bring the food inside, they put it on a table, and、
yes.
everybody、serves themselves like that. And then before the dinner, they might say a prayer.
こうお祈りをするお家もあるようです。
Right. This is called...To say grace, they will say grace、mm-hmm. sometimes like that. And then、when the mother picks up her fork or whatever, then、
yes.
you can begin to eat. Right?
Ah, なるほど,
so you wait until the cook, sometimes it's the father or,、
uh-huh.
or the mother,、
okay.
Begins to eat, and then you can begin too.、
Mm.
And in the beginning of the meal, there'll usually be soup or salad, and then you'll have your main meal, and then at the end, you'll have dessert.
Okay.
And then after dinner,if people start cleaning the table,、
mm-hmm.
Cleaning the table.
Yes, こう机をこう片付け始めたらってことですね。
That's right. If the other people start cleaning the table, you can also kind of offer to help. Try、
okay.
to help.、Mm-hmm. Maybe they'll say, no, you don't need to, but you can try to help clean the table.
Okay. さてさて、今回はメリーナちゃんはヒロ君に Thanksgiving, 感謝祭はどうするのっていうふうに聞いています。で、ヒロ君は、うん、特に何もないんだけど、と言ったところでメリーナちゃんが、じゃあうちで Friendsgiving をしようよ、というふうに誘ってくれます。 で、ヒロ君は、ん？ Thanksgiving じゃなくて Friendsgiving なの？っていう風に言ってます。ナリーナちゃんは、昔からそう言うんだよっていう風に言っています。Corny って、古臭い言い回しという意味ですね。
Yes. What he said was corny. Or, those clothes look corny. Very bad.
Really stereotypical.
It's a funny word. Young people use it a lot. Don't be so corny. Like that.
友達がたくさん集まって感謝祭をお祝いすることを Friendsgiving っていうらしいんですね。A bunch of ってたくさんというんですね。
Yes, people say it in conversation a lot. You can say, I have a bunch of homework to do. Or, I ate a bunch for lunch,、mm-hmm. so I don't need to eat so much for dinner. Like that. It means a lot. Try to use it instead of a lot all、
okay.
the time.
で本当はだから普通の場合は、まあ、感謝祭っていうのは家族とやるものなんですけど、まあ、友達だって家族としてカウントするでしょっていうふうに言ってます。And what does this to count as mean?
It means that the friends are as important as the family. They count as family. It's kind of like that.
To give a couple of more examples...
The homework last night didn't really count as homework because it was so easy. 、
okay.
It took 5 minutes. It didn't count as homework.
First world problem.
So again, it wasn't the value of homework. It's kind of like that.
Okay.
Or to give one more example, this course counts as 2 credits.
このコースを取ると単位2つ取れるよっていうことですね。
Right. This course counts as 2 credits. And in the dialogue again,Melina says that friends count as family,、she thinks. Right.
友達は家族と同じぐらい大事っていうことですね。
Right.
で、持ち寄りパーティーだから、あなたも何か一品持ってきてねっていうふうに言ってます。Potluck ってこう持ち寄るパーティーのことですね。
Right. A potluck. It's everybody brings a little food. If you can bring something that you're good at making, everyone will be very happy.
で、a dish ってこう、一皿とか一品という意味ですね。
That's right. If you bring a dish to the potluck, everyone will be happy.、
Mm-hmm. でも、変なのは持ってこないでねっていうふうにメリーナちゃんはヒロ君に、釘を刺しております。そこでヒロ君は、チェ、darn っていうふうに言ってます。
Right, darn is kind of a polite way.、
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you say damn, it's too strong,
it's too strong.
But darn,、no problem. Darn, I got a bad score on the、mm-hmm. test like that.
で、今日の最後の面白い表現です。じゃあ、フグを持っていくのはお預けか、チェっていうふうに言ってます。A puffer fish で、フグという意味です。
Right, puffer fish. Yamaguchi is famous for puffer fish. Like that.
それではまずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いて、ポーズのところでシャドウィングをしてみてください。その後ナチュラルなスピードで聞いてみましょう。
Hero.What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I don't really have any, I guess.
Well, Hiro, now you have plans. I'm having a Friendsgiving at my house.
Friendsgiving? I thought...It was Thanksgiving.
Okay, it's corny. But Friendsgiving is when a bunch of friends get together to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's mostly for people who can't be with their families.During Thanksgiving. Though I think friends count as family too.
Yeah, that is pretty corny. But also sounds nice. I'd love to go.
Yay!Another important part of Friendsgiving is that it's a potluck. So everyone has to bring a dish, including you.
Oh no, I only know how to make Japanese food.
That's okay. That'll be great. Just, nothing too crazy. You know?
Oh, damn. Guess I'll save the poisonous pufferfish for another time.
Hiro, what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
I don't really have any, I guess.
Well, Hiro, now you have plans. I'm having a Friendsgiving at my house.
Friendsgiving? I thought it was Thanksgiving.
Okay, it's corny. But Friendsgiving is when a bunch of friends get together to celebrate Thanksgiving. It's mostly for people who can't be with their families during Thanksgiving. Though I think friends count as family too.
Yeah, that is pretty corny. But also sounds nice. I'd love to go.
Yay! Another important part of Friendsgiving is that it's a potluck, so everyone has to bring a dish, including you.
Oh no, I only know how to make Japanese food.
That's okay. That will be great. Just, nothing too crazy, you know?
Oh damn, guess I'll save the poisonous pufferfish for another time.
え、今日のお話はメリーナちゃんがヒロ君をサンクスギビングに呼んであげるという、お話でしたね。皆さんもぜひアメリカ人のお友達に呼ばれた時をぜひ行ってみてください。その時はぜひ冒頭でジョー先生が言ったマナーを試してみてくださいね。
Right, if you go to American's house, it will really be a great day. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast. Bye.
Bye.